This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we have gathered here after Isha tonight on the night of the 27th night of Rajab. And the 27th night of Rajab is, according to the most authentic tradition and narration, the night in which Mi'raj had taken place. Now it's important for us to outline from the very beginning that the night of Mi'raj is not the night which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared it to be more virtuous and more superior than other nights. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah ta'ala creates whatever He wants and He chooses. To Allah ta'ala has given certain days and certain nights superiority over other nights. Now, Mi'raj is not amongst those nights which has added virtue, but it is a night in which the incident took place, so we use the occasion to speak about the incident. Mi'raj ki raat jo aaj hai, wo muqaddas raaton mein unka shumar nahi hota. Lekin kyunki is waqia is raat ko hua hai, iske maddenazar ہم اس کے اوپر کچھ بیان کرتے ہیں, لیکن اس کو پہلے سے ہمیں بتانا چاہیے کہ یہ مقدس راتوں میں سے نہیں ہے جیسے شب برات کی رات یا لیلۃ القدر کی رات. It is not amongst those virtuous night like the night of Barat or the night of لیلۃ القدر in which we have evidence that those are مبارک and مقدس and blessed nights. It is a night in which the incident took place and we make mention of it. And also the incident is something that we have been hearing from time to time from a long time. So we're not going to mention the entire incident. We will speak from certain aspects and certain lessons that we will take. Today, as it is, you know, it's a digital age, the age of social media. People don't have long concentration. They can't sit long bayans. Pehle wo zamane hote the ke jo hai ulama do teen ghante jo hai wo bayan farmate the aur log jo hai na baithe hue hote hain. There was a time when people used to speak for 2-3 hours and people used to sit. Now after half an hour, people started getting fidgety because everyone is now in an age, what we call the social media age. So the concentration level is very, very little today. So we will keep it very, very short. Pura waqia to hum bayan nahi karenge. Lekin chand ibrate aur jo sabak amos cheeze hai, usko hum bayan karenge. Firstly, what is important to understand is, when did this incident took place? Subhanallah. It took place at a time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was feeling very low. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at a time after Taif. After Taif. And Taif was such a situation that after Uhud, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teeth was made shaheed, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through tremendous difficulty. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle passed away, Hazrat Hamza Shaheed, where? So Hazrat Aisha one day asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, was there a more difficult day upon you than the battle of Uhud? Uhud se bhi barkar, koi aazmaish ke waqt aapke upar aaye. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, ji, wo to Taif ka din tha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Taif was even more difficult upon me than the battle of Uhud. And that we all know what happened to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Taif to give them the da'wat of Islam, and they turn against our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only turn against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they they stoned Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's entire body was bruised, battered, blood flowing, clogged the shoes of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And such a difficult time that came upon our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after Taif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thought that there will be another place I will go and I will open up and make that the basis of the establishment of the deen of Almighty Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom, Allah didn't choose Taif. Allah ta'ala wanted to choose Medina and Munawwara. And that happened afterwards that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made hijrat. And you know, I always make mention, ye bhi sochne ki baat hai, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after in Taif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting. And the malaika couldn't bear it. And they went to Allah, oh Allah, send us to go and help Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hum jaakar madad kare Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Allah ta'ala ne beja. And the angels came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one of the angels said, we are in charge of the mountains. Hum pahar ke upar supurd hai. Aap agar ek hukam kare, to hum pahar, jo Taif, dono paharo ke darmiyan tha, usko in paharo ko sab mila kar pura Taif ko khatam kar de. Unko barbar kare. We will destroy Taif. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, don't do so. Maybe the people of Taif now are not accepting Islam. Their children will accept Islam. Unki aulaad jo hai na wo Islam kabool karenge. Aur main to hamesha kaha karta hu ki jo hai na this in the who was a person who introduced Islam to Indo-Pak? Sabse pehle Muhammad bin Qasim is the one who introduced Islam to India-Pakistan. Sabse pehle. Right? And who was Muhammad bin Qasim? Kis gaon se the? Which qabila was he from? Muhammad bin Qasim was from Taif. Muhammad bin Qasim thaqifi, thaqafita. That means Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left the children of Taif. From there comes a person who introduces Islam to India, Pakistan. So hum sab jo Hindustani bhai hai aur Pakistan se jo taluk rakhte hai, hamare Islam Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki Taif ke upar jo Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne thaqafi aur Taif walon ko bacha liya, ye uski nisbat se India Pakistan walon jo hai na unko hidayat mili. Through that, the people of India, Pakistan became Muslims through the mercy and compassion of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the 10th year after Hijri loses his uncle. That uncle who was not a Muslim. Lekin unhone Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki bari ta'awun kiya. He helped Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He stood for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Talib passed away. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lost someone who was the one who protected Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 3 days after Abu Talib passed away, 3 days baad Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala passed away. After Abu Talib passed away, 3 days after that Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala passed away. Therefore, in Islamic history, the 10th year of Hijri, Hijri ke 10 saal, usko kehte hai Amul Huzun, Huzun ka saal. The year of sorrow. That was a year in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back from Taif. And of course, the difficulty of Taif. Thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's uncle passed away. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wife passed away. At that time, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked bazaar, apparently, it didn't seem that there was anyone to help him. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going through a difficult patch. Bazaar, aise maloom hota tha ki jo hai na, bahut mushkil ghari hai. Us waqt, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala granted Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the greatest honor, the greatest taraqqi, the greatest rank, and brought him into the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is abtila aur aazmaish ki sab manzile tay ho chuke hain aur zahir uske baad uske anjam rafat aur taraqqi aur mi'raj ke siwa kya ho sakta hai. Man tawadha lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. He who humiliates himself before Almighty Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him great amount of honor and respect. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through that difficulty. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through that difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him in honor. Allah ta'ala granted him superiority that was never granted to any human being before or after. So he tells us, kya sabak milta hai? What lesson do we learn? That never ever feel despondent when difficulty comes upon you. Mayus kabhi nahi hona chahiye. Kabhi Allah ta'ala musibaton se aazmata hai, kabhi ni'maton se aazmata hai. لیکن مایوس کبھی ہونا نہیں, کبھی ہم نہیں ہوتا ہے. مسلمان مایوس کبھی نہیں ہوتا. انه لا يأس من روح الله الا القوم الكافرون. It is only a disbeliever who loses hope in the mercy of Allah. A believer never loses hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. The darkness of the night will be there. But after the darkness of the night, there will come the dawn break. The darkness will come. Afterwards, there will come. The sun will rise. The sun will bring splendor. The sun will bring the aspect of the daylight. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Say, I seek the protection of whom? The Lord of daybreak. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the name of the day of day, the Lord of daybreak? Raat ki tariki ke baad, din ka ujala ka hona zaruri hai. So even after every difficulty, there will be a time that you will have difficulty in your life. There will be different challenges that we will face. A Muslim never ever loses hope with regard to the فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, with difficulty there is ease. Not, we say, hum kabhi usko tarjuma yu karte, فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى, ke mushkil ke baad asani hai. After difficulty there is ease. That is not the tarjuma, that is not the translation. Ye sahi tarjuma nahi hai. Allah Ta'ala says, with difficulty there is ease. Mushkil ke saath asani hai. Mushkil ke saath saath asani hai. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never lose hope. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's situation in Miraj gives us this whole particular. After all this difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him in such great honor. Huh? Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was Urwa bin Zubair most likely, there is an accident. And you know, the accident was with regard to the camel became unruly and the camel ran. And in that particular way, his leg and his arm got fractured and actually got cut off. And his one small son passed away. In that whole same accident, his one son passed away. Now can you imagine, firstly, your limbs, one of your limbs is gone. Your hand, one portion of one of your limbs is gone. And your son dies in an accident. So someone asked him, how do you feel at such a difficulty? So he said an Arabic poem, which is absolutely amazing. In kunta akhadhta faqad atayt. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ إِبْتَلَيْتَ فَقَدْ عَتَيْتَ. Oh Allah, if you have taken from me one son, you have still left me with four sons. He had five sons. Oh Allah, if you have taken one son from me, you have still left me with four sons. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ إِبْتَلَيْتَ فَقَدْ عَفَيْتَ. And if you have tested me with regard to something, by taking away one of my limbs, you have still left me with three other limbs. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ إِبْتَلَيْتَ أَزْمَائِشْ فَرْمَائِ تو أَزْمَائِشْ كَسَاتْ عَفِيَتْ تُو بِي دِي نعمتوں سے بھی نوازا. کبھی ابتلا وغیرہ آپ نے کیا تو اس کے ساتھ نعمتوں سے بھی نوازا. So this actually, we must always have this. This is what we lesson. As I've said, what we're not talking only of the incident, we're talking of the lessons. Now the second thing is that when our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this 27th night of Rajab, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, long incident, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the haram, and Allah, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam comes, puts him on Buraq. Buraq is a type of animal which is bigger than a mule, smaller than a horse, and it can go to that particular extent wherever the eyes can see. That is one leap of Buraq. That is a speed that what it goes to. On the way between now Makkah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala is taking him where? Allah Ta'ala is taking him to Masjid Aqsa. Subhanallah. Ulama say most likely this is the time, although there are many chronological order we can have a debate. Ye jo hai na miraj ki raat mein ye waqia hua kab hua. Baad log kehte hai ki jo ye alim amsal ke jo waqiat hai wo Makkah aur Masjid Aqsa ke darmiyan mein tha. Right? Some people say it was after Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam went in the presence of the seven heavens and beyond. But Allah Ta'ala showed our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam certain actions and their reactions and their consequences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne alam amsal mein chand cheeze Allah Ta'ala ne Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko bataya aur dikhaya. Aur iska misal, usko kehte hai alam misal, jaise karni waise barni. Every action has a reaction, every action has a consequences. So just to give an example, what our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown. In one occasion, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown a person who had nails of copper, and he was scratching, and he was hurting himself, and he was causing injury to himself by scratching with those. He was forced to use those copper nails to tear apart his own face and his own body. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Hazrat Jibreel, "O Jibreel, what is the reality of this? These are the people who are eating the flesh of other people. Yeah, these are the people who are committing backbiting of others." Now see the similarity in the punishment to the deed. You hurt others, Allah hurts you. Aapne kisi aur ko takleef di, Allah Taala ne aapko takleef diya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko bataya, ek qoum par Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka guzar hua jiske nakhun tambe ke the aur apne badan ko nakhun se chilte gaye aur wo chilte rahe. Mehboob ne daryaft kiya, Jibrail ye kya hai? To jawab mila, ye wo aadmi ho to dusron logon ke gosht khate hai jo ghibat karte hain. Aapne dusron ke tak ko takleef di, Allah Taala ne aapko takleef diya. So you see that how Allah Ta'ala showed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam such punishment that was according to the deed that you did. Now look at another example. Look at this example. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was shown that there was food that was beautiful, was so beautiful, so tasty, it had fragrance, it had aroma. Lal Kila ka aise kuch tha. So it was such a beautiful food. And next to it was sara hua gosht. Meat that was rotten, that was smelling. And that person was forced to leave this beautiful type of meat, this beautiful food, and eat the rotten meat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke samne ek handi, jisme laziz paka hua gosht tha, aur ek mein sara hua gosht. Aur aadmi majburan wo sara hua gosht khane par majboor tha. To Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne pucha, ye kya maanj raha hai? What is the reality of this? Look at the punishment according to the deed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told, Allah Ta'ala gave you halal wives for you to fulfill your passion and your desire. You left them and you make zina with other women. What is the reality with regard to this? Wo shakhs jiske paas halal aurat, usko chhod kar wo zina mein mubtala hai. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown different types of situations like that. You know, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, uska kya sabak hai? Bhai, jo kuch aap yahan pe kar rahe ho, uska natija hai. Whatever you do, every action has a reaction. Kabhi ye mat sochna, hum jo hai, we'll do something wrong, kaun mana kar sakta hai? Hum azad mulk mein hai, we are in a free country, we can do whatever, who's going to stop us to do something? Democracy mein hai. Hum jo kuch karna chahe, wo karenge. Whatever we want to do, hum azad hai. To azadi ka matlab to ye nahi hai ki aap guna mein mubtala ho jaye. Freedom doesn't mean that you must choose that which is wrong. Freedom means the ability to choose, but choose that which is correct. So Allah Ta'ala tells us through the means of this, Allah Ta'ala showed that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the road was shown where Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, he passed by the qabr of Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Hazrat Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was reading salat in his qabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed where Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam was born, Bethlehem. And if you look at the route from Makkah to Masjid al-Aqsa, all of that falls into that particular place where Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was and where Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam is going towards Baitul Muqaddas, going towards Jerusalem. Now, ajeeb baat mein aapko batao. Very interesting, amazing situation. In the time of the king of Saudi Arabia, the original king, the one who started of Saudi Arabia. Now he became bad to Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab. Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab, because of what had happened, there was a lot of bid'at, and then he went to the other extreme that he wanted to destroy all other things. So one day he put in the minds of the king, ye sabz gumbad usko hum khatam karenge. We are going to destroy it. Because in that day, there is a lot of different types of bid'at that are happening and we're not supposed to have all of this. So that time the Saudi king called all the ulama of the world to say that this is what a suggestion has come to me to destroy the green dome. What do you say? To Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali. Dioban ke. Allama Shabir Usmani Rahmatullah Ali ne use these waqi'ats that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going for Mi'raj, Allah Ta'ala made him stop at the place where Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, where his qabr was, where Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam was born, iska matlab ye hai that there is accommodation in Islam for those places where there is tabarruk, where there is places of blessedness, where there is places. So the Saudi king said, he told the ulama of Saudi, give reply to this ulama of Hind. Reply to him. To kisi ke upar jawab nahi tha. To he kept the green dome. Sabz gumbad ko unhone baqi rakha. Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani ke dalil ke saath. So this is what now then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes towards Masjid Aqsa. And amazing, at that particular time, riwayat ke saath hai, that on that day, the person who was in charge of the masjid, he was busy going to close the doors. Hum bhi karte hai, masjid ko jo hai na, isha ke baad hum band karte hai. After isha, we close the masjid. To us din, the person who was in charge of Masjid Aqsa was trying to close the doors and he couldn't close the door. So he went to the big rabbi, or he went to the big padri. Ki ye darwaza band nahi ho raha. Darwaza band nahi ho raha. Iska kya matlab? Kya? What is the reason why the door is not being closed? To the person who had knowledge of the previous scripture, he said, perhaps it is written in our books that a time will come when the last Nabi of Allah would come to Masjid Aqsa. Aise malum hota hai ki aaj raat wo aane wala hai. On this particular night he is coming. Therefore you can't close the door. You are trying but you can't close because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the last Nabi of Allah ta'ala to come. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ties buraq. Ye bhi ek sabak hai. We always say, whatever you do, you must first tie the camel, then trust in Allah Ta'ala. Aise nahi ki Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne buraq ko aise chora. Pehle baan kar Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam masjid mein dakhil hue. To uska matlab ye nahi hai ki aap apne gari ko aise bahar kara kar de bagair security, bagair aise, bagair ehtiyat ke. Pehle ehtiyat ke saath jo bhi kuch karna ho, to pehle asbab ikhtiyar karke fir tawakkal karo. Whatever you are supposed to do, first tie your camel, then place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied buraq, went inside. All the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, 124,000 were there. Ek riwayat mein yahan tak bhi likha hai, ke all the angels also came down. Angels all the anbiya, where they were, in Masjid Aqsa. Masjid Aqsa is that place where no other place on the earth has got that fazilat and that virtue and superiority. That on that place, all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, all the malaika, they all read namaz together in one salah. Ye sirf aur sirf Masjid Aqsa ko hasil hai. Ye fazilat sirf aur sirf Masjid Aqsa ko hasil hai. And we, Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity to go. Hamare jo hai na musalli mein se yahan pe log jaate hai, alhamdulillah. Ehtikaf ke liye jaate hain. Hamein jana chahiye. Ye fazilat ki baat hai. It is such a great superiority where we get a chance to be able to go to Masjid Aqsa. Other people don't have. That place where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and thus it is our best badkismati, hamare ummat ki badkismati hai. It is our misfortune that in our era, that particular place has been taken away from the Muslims. It's not in the control of the Muslims. Kuch na kuch to hai, at least in the masjid, there is some Muslims have certain type of authority, but the land around it is not in the political, sovereignty and the control and authority of the Muslims. Ye hamari badkismati aur hamari kamzuri hai. It's our weakness and our misfortune. Otherwise, throughout history, from the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu till 1947, Jerusalem was in the hands of the Muslims, other than for 80 years at the time of the Crusades. This Masjid Aqsa is a place that we are. Allah Ta'ala has made this place where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went. If you were to think, yes, samajh mein, Allah Ta'ala agar chahte to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko Makkah Mukarrama se direct Allah Ta'ala ke huzur mein pesh kar deta. Lekin kya wajah hai ki Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala brought Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Makkah to Masjid Aqsa? What is the reason? It shows a superiority. Uske bari wujuhat ulama ne likhi hai. They have written different reasons why. One of the reasons is that you see, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from the progeny of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam ke do bete. He had two sons. One was Ishaq alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salatu wa sallam. All the prophets that came after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, jo 4,000 se bhi zyada hai. 4,000 anbiya that came from Bani Israel, came from the progeny of Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. And they, all of them, they markers and they place of worship and propagation was in Jerusalem in Baitul Muqaddas. Allah Ta'ala brought Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Bani Ismail, from the other son of Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. All the prophets, over 4,000 came from Bani Israel, from the children of Ishaq Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, Yaqub, Yusuf, and all of them after that, they came from Yusuf Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, came from Bani Israel. Allah Ta'ala brought Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Bani Ismail. And Bani Ismail, the prophet from Bani Ismail, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was greater than all of those prophets put together. Now Allah Ta'ala brought the prophet from Bani Ismail from his place in Mecca to the markaz of the Anbiya of Bani Israel and made him read the Salat to show that Nabuwat and prophethood has been transferred from Bani Israel to Bani Ismail. तो उसका मतलब यह है कि नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को मक्का से लेकर बैतुल मुकद्दस जो मरकज था बनी इसराइल के अंबिया को और अल्लाह ताला ने नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम जो बनी इस्माइल में से थे बनी इसराइल के मरकज पर वहाँ पर अल्लाह ताला ने उनका इमामत कराया सब अंबिया पर ताकि लोगों को दिखलाए कि नबूवत अल्लाह ताला ने मुंतकिल फरमाया बनी इसराइल से बनी इस्माइल की तरफ. This is also another reason which ulama have made mention. Anyway, this is when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, Yaqub bin Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala says, a person came, he was a person of the people of the scripture. He came into Makkah. Hey, Ahle Makkah, mujhe batao, aaj kaha par kisi aurat ki wiladat hui? Is there any place in Makkah today where a woman has given birth? And they took him to one place. He said, is the father alive? Father is alive. No. I want a place where the father, mother has given birth, the father is not alive. He took him to Amina. He went to go and see Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He tried to look at the seal of prophethood which Allah Ta'ala had kept between the two shoulder blades of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came out of there and he said, "Rahtum wailul laka ya bani Israel, wa rahtum minha ya ma'shara Quraysh. Destruction be your lot, O bani Israel. Allah Ta'ala had taken nubuwwat away from you. Kad kharajatun nubuwwat minha. وَرَحْتُمْ مِنْهَا يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشِ. And congratulations be upon you, O Quraysh. Allah Ta'ala has given Nabuwat into you. So Allah Ta'ala in that particular way showed that. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after that, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read the Salat in front of all the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. And then from our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as he was coming out, there were different things that were presented to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given different things, was offered wine, was offered water, milk. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam chose milk, which was fitrat. Then all other things happened as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Allah Ta'ala took our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the presence of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to the heavens. Beyond the, you see now, one of the things that many times people feel, that how did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam go through all of this? Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all of this, which was beyond means, beyond time. Allah Ta'ala took away Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this whole journey beyond time. And this is very important for us to understand. Because when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back, this journey took place in a space. And of course, today you find people bring up this whole aspect of, you know, the capsules and all of those. But I don't want to go into that. Because when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back into his bed, riwayats make mention the bed was still warm. The bed was still warm. Nabi Allah Ta'ala ne Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko pura miraj karaya. Waqt se balatar. It took him beyond time. It took him outside the capsule of time. That is why when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back, they said when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back to his bed was still warm. But this is, Allah Ta'ala has got this, you know, today you find that you have, people are taking, they're saying that, you know, we have to go through the aspect of gravity, and that was the greatest concern and the greatest achievement with regard to all the Apollo missions when they went into the moon, was to get away from the gravity of the earth. And they regard it as a major achievement. Now, if human being can do these things, Allah Ta'ala can't do. Allah Ta'ala can take and pick things beyond time and beyond every aspect. So this is something that is beyond the means, beyond time. It is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat that he has displayed. Allah Ta'ala normally does things according to his sunnah, according to his plans. But Allah Ta'ala also has the capacity to do things beyond means, beyond normal routine. It doesn't happen much, but it happens. See, normally a human being comes into existence when a man and woman meet. When a man and woman are intimate, then Allah Ta'ala brings into existence another human being. But Allah Ta'ala has got the qudrat to bring a life into existence without the meeting of man and woman. Mard aur aurat ke ikhtilaf ke se bala tar hokar Allah Ta'ala ko ye bhi qudrat hasil hai ke wo jo hai na zinda aadmi ko paida kare. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam ko dekho, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam ko dekho, Hazrat Hawa ko dekho. Pure jo hai na insani tareekh mein 3 martaba hua. Ye Allah Ta'ala ki qudrat hai. Aur Allah Ta'ala ki sunnat kya hai ke mard aur aurat ke ikhtilat se bachcha paida hota hai. So here also there are certain things that happen beyond the normal means. So this was Miraj was one of them. After that, Allah Ta'ala took our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, went through all the heavens, in the heavens, met the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, met Adam alayhi salam, met Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, in the fifth heaven, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Harun alayhi salatu wa salam, in the sixth heaven, Allah Ta'ala met Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. So met Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and this was very, very important because Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was to play a role when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming back in the sixth heaven. Seventh heaven, every Nabi that came, everyone they welcomed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bi akhi salih, oh our great brother, our pious brother. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached the seventh heaven, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw an old person with a longish white beard. And when he met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, marhaban bi ibn salih. Welcome to my pious son. Everyone said, akh. Everyone said, brother. The one on the seventh heaven, what did he say? Bi ibn salih. By marhabam, welcome, marhabam bi ibn salih, my very pious and great son. Allah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first saw him, Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel, ye kon? So he said, ye aapke walid, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. He was in the seventh heaven. Then afterwards came Sidratul Muntaha. Beyond that was Sariful Aqlam. Sidratul Muntaha par Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw such tajalli of Allah that cannot be described. Aise tajalli Allah Ta'ala ne dikhaya ke jo hai na hum usko bayan nahi kar sakte. Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention of it in the hadith. I saw golden butterflies and I saw this and I saw different types of thing in Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha is like the halfway stop between the heavens beyond and the earth after that. And then, of course, a very famous incident took place, you know, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam could not go further. Aajkal ke lehje mein hum ye keh sakte hain ke Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam ne kaha, oh Muhammad, yahan se aage mera visa nahi hai. From here onwards, I got no visa. I can't go ahead. Sirf aap ja sakte hain. Ye Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam ke muqam hai. Allah Ta'ala then honored our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Subhanallah. What honor Allah Ta'ala granted our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah Ta'ala granted him that prophet, huh? Jiske chehre ki qasam Allah Ta'ala ne farmaya Quran mein wadduha. Allah Ta'ala took an oath on his face, wadduha. Allah Ta'ala took an oath according to one riwayat on his black hair, wal layli idha saja. Allah Ta'ala took an oath on the city in which he lives in, wa tini wa zaytuni wa turi sinin wa hadha al balad al amin. Jiske shahr ki qasam Allah Ta'ala ne kaha is Quran mein. That human being, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath, ki jaan ki upar, on his life, la amruk, innahum la fi sakratihim ya'mahun. That prophet, Allah ta'ala took an oath on every statement of his, wa qilihi ya rabbi inna haulai qawmun la yu'minun. Aapki zaban or bol ki kasam. That human being that Allah ta'ala took an oath on him, that whatever he says, it is wahi. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا حَوَى مَا ظَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. And that particular Nabi, that the kitab that was revealed upon him, jis par utri hui kitab, us kitab ki qasam, Yasin wal Quran al-Hakim. That Nabi, that Allah Ta'ala took and said his title وما ارسلناك الا رحمه للعالمين انا ارسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا يا ايها المدثر يا ايها المزمل والنبي الله تعالى granted him that respect and honor. No human being has ever been granted such respect and honor. Then Allah Ta'ala brought Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in the Holy Quran has made mention of it. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. سبحان الله. How do I explain this? Ulama have written, you see, قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ, look at me, understand this. You see, you get a bow, the bow of a bow and arrow. Anyone knows the bow comes in like this, right? The bow. And then you get the cord. قَاب. Now, if you have, the Arabs, when they used to have a negotiation and then they agreed upon a negotiation, then they used to take the bow of the bow and arrow, keep the bow towards their side. Right? So look at the bow. The bow is like this. So this person keeps the bow towards his side, the cord. Right? The cord is there. And then the other person also keeps the bow towards his side and the two cords meet. When they used to reach an agreement, they used to make the two cords of the bow meet. Allah Ta'ala says, فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ. That قَوْسَيْنِ. That how close they came to one another. Allah says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came so close to Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came so close to Allah. And then he said, أَتَّحِيَّاتُ لِلَّهِ وَالسَّلَوَاتُ وَالتَّيِّبَاتُ. Oh Allah, when you go somewhere, you bring something. You go somewhere, you go and take something for the person who has called you. So what did Allah, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bring? At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Oh Allah, I brought to you all my ibadat. My badani ibadat, my qawli ibadat, my fi'li ibadat, I brought it to you, oh Allah. The ibadat that I do with my tongue, the ibadat that I do with my body, oh Allah, I brought it in your presence. And Allah Ta'ala says, As-salatu was, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Salam be upon you, Prophet of Allah. Allah Ta'ala addressed our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Either Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or the angel said, As-salam be upon us and upon all the pious servants. Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came. Allah Ta'ala brought thumma dana fatadalla faqana qawsayni awadna fa'awha ila abdihi ma'awha. He made wahi to his abd whatever he wanted to do. Whatever wahi. Now what did Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala granted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam three things in Mi'raj. Allah Ta'ala ne teen cheeze Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko ata farmaya. Mi'raj mein teen. Three things. What were the three things? One is, anyone who dies without associating partners to Allah, Allah will eventually forgive him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. جو بھی ان کا انتقال کے وقت اللہ تعالیٰ کے ساتھ شریک نہیں ٹھہرایا کسی کو اللہ تعالیٰ کے ساتھ, تو بالآخر اس کا مغفرت ہوگا. That's the first thing Allah Ta'ala granted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that proclamation. Whoever dies without associating partners to Almighty Allah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will eventually forgive him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُكَ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah will not forgive the one who associates partners to Allah. But besides that, if Allah Ta'ala wants, Allah will forgive any other type of guna and sin. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. My Ustad, as a Mufti Wali Hasan Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, in Bukhari, when he was teaching others in Kitab al-Tafsir, he said, here in this ayat, bizulmin means shirk. Alladhina amanu, he who brings iman, who does not mix his iman with zulm, with shirk, ulaika lahumul amn. Allah will grant him safety eventually one day. This is something that is amazing. Ye bhi hume qadr karna chahiye. Iska matlab ye nahi ki sirf iske upar hum razi rahe. Ab jo hai na, hum Allah Ta'ala ke fazal se hum shirk nahi karte, lekin uske saath neki ka bhi kaam kare, taaki jannat pehle hi door mein mile. We get jannat without any hisab in the very first instance. We don't have to go through the process of purification. But eventually the one who dies without associating partners to Almighty Allah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will grant him eventually jannat. I made mention of this incident many a times. Hazrat Hajia, Professor Abdullah Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, the Khalifa of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, one day a person came to him and said that, Hamare Salat bahut hi kamzor katya hai, kuch nahi hai, Allah Ta'ala ke samne pesh karne ke laik nahi hai. It's not worthy of presenting before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salat is useless. Our sijda is useless. We can't present it in front of Allah Ta'ala. It is just a waste of time. So Haji Abdullah Sahab Rahmatullah Ali told him, see, our salat is not to the extent the way it is, but don't call it useless. Aisa na ko, na koho ke ye bekar hai. Bekar nahi hai. Uska qeemat hai Allah Ta'ala kiya. Na kai bilkul bekar hai, hum kaise namaz padte. Agar ab hamare namaz ko dekhe to shayad wo keh bhi sakte hai ki jo na bekar hai. He could maybe say that it is useless. But then when he was continue saying it is useless, nahi ye to bilkul bekar hai. To Haji Abdullah Sahab Rahmatullah Ali told him, if it is so useless, make sijda in front of me. अगर इतना ही गत्या है और इतना ही बेकार है आपका सिजदा और नमाज तो मेरे सामने सिजदा करो. तो उन्हें कहा तोबा तोबा, हम कैसे कर सकते हैं आपके सामने, ना किसी के सामने हम कर सकते हैं. तो उन्हें कहा इसका मतलब यह है कि आपके सिजदा की जो ना कीमत है, योर सिजदा हैज गॉट वैल्यू, यू ओनली अल्लाह ताला शुक्र. वी हैव गॉट मेनी गुनाज माय डियर रिस्पेक्टेड ब्रदर्स, इफ देयर इज वन थिंग वी कैन टेक इन फ्रंट ऑफ अल्लाह, वी हैव नेवर पुट दिस फोरहेड इन फ्रंट ऑफ एनीवन बिसाइड्स अल्लाह. Maybe we can go with that in front of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala can forgive us. So in Mi'raj, the first thing Allah Ta'ala granted to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was this. The second thing, the last two ayats of Surah Baqarah. The last two ayats of Surah Baqarah also amazing. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that Allah Ta'ala, 2,000 years before the Quran was revealed, Allah Ta'ala wrote down Aman al-Rasul with his own hands. Apne अल्लाह ताला ने अपने हाथ उनके शान के मुताबिक, उनके शान के लायक अल्लाह ताला ने सूरह बकरा की आखिरी दो आयत अल्लाह ताला ने लिख लिया अपने हाथों से, अपने शान के मुताबिक, अपने शान के लायक अल्लाह ताला. एंड नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड, हूएवर रीड्स द टू आयत्स ऑफ सूरह बकरा बिफोर ही स्लीप्स, इट विल बी सफिशिएंट फॉर हिम. जो भी कोई सूरह बकरा की आखिरी दो आयतें सोने से पहले पढ़े तो ये उनके लिए काफी होगा. आजकल के जमाने में क्राइम वगैरह के लाजिम है कि उसको हम पढ़े सोने से पहले. हज़रत उमर रज़ी अल्लाह तआला सेड, ओनली अ फूल स्लीप्स एट नाइट विदाउट रीडिंग द लास्ट टू आयत्स ऑफ सूरह बकरा. हज़रत उमर रज़ी अल्लाह तआला, जो जाहिल है, सिर्फ वो जो है ना रात को बगैर ये दो आयतें पढ़े वो सोता है. दैट दीस टू आयत्स अल्लाह तआला रिवील्ड at the time of Mi'raj. I don't have the time. I went this after Maghrib, I was sitting, I said, let me do the tafsir of these two ayats. What an amazing tafsir. That's an amazing tafsir. Kuch batao ya phir sone ka waqt hai. You see in the ayat, lillahi ma fi antubdu ma fi anfusikum wa tufu yuhasibkum bihi Allah. Whatever you reveal, whatever you conceal, in lillahi wa in kun lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard wa in tubdu ma fi anfusikum aw tukhfuhu yuhasibkum bihi Allah. Whatever you conceal, whatever you reveal, Allah Ta'ala will take hisab from you. Jo bhi aap chupaye ya zahir kare uska hisab hoga. Now when this ayat was revealed, sahaba misunderstood it. Sahaba ko galat fehmi hui. So they started thinking that even our involuntary actions, Allah will take hisab. That means if an intention comes to you involuntarily, Allah Ta'ala will take hisab about it. Right? So they thought this. So they came to Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ya Rasulullah, this is very difficult for us. Ye hamare liye to bahut mushkil hai. Kyun mushkil hai? Bhai, jo hamare ikhtiyar mein hai, to wo to hum kar sakte hain. Lekin jo hamare ikhtiyar mein nahi hai, जो बातें हमारे जहन में आता है गैर इख्तियारी तौर पर, क्या इसके ऊपर भी हिसाब होगा? तो ये हमारे लिए बहुत मुश्किल है. गुनाह से बचना अब तो बहुत मुश्किल हो गया हमारे लिए. इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट. सी, अ थॉट कम्स, समटाइम्स बैड थॉट्स कम. नाउ इफ अ बैड थॉट कम्स विदाउट यू ब्रिंगिंग इट इन टू यू, इट इज नॉट अकाउंटेबल. राइट? सो ऑल ऑफ अ सडन यू आर थिंकिंग अबाउट समथिंग एंड योर माइंड स्टार्ट वंडरिंग एंड यू स्टार्ट थिंकिंग अबाउट थिंग्स दैट आर रॉन्ग. That is not guna, because it came involuntarily. Now you start thinking about something, a thing came, you know, and you then all of a sudden you thought about it, and now you now taking maza, you bring it, you take it more. Then you are gunagar. Huh? Then you are. So when this, they went to Ya Rasulullah, this is very difficult for us. So Allah Ta'ala told them, Allah Ta'ala said, even if it is difficult, mu'min ki shan to ye hai, mushkil ho ya asan, wo ye kahe, sami'na wa ta'ana wa furana ka rabbana. Ya Allah, we have heard and we will obey. Chahe mushkil ho, hum koshish karenge. So just when the sahabas, when they went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to complain, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, see, the quality of a believer is such, whether he finds it difficult or not, he will still say, well, I will try to comply with your commands. Iska matlab ye, sometimes you find difficulty. Sometimes you find to make difficult, you know, to make namaz in the plane, etc. Very difficult. By jo bhi ho, hum jo hai na koshish karenge. Ye mat kaho ke ye itna mushkil hai humse nahi ho sakta. Don't ever say, this is very difficult, we can't do it. Say, inshallah, I will try. So the sahaba, when they said that, Allah became very pleased with them. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون رسول اور مؤمنون نے ایمان قبول کیا. ایمان قبول کیا مطلب یہ نہیں they didn't have ایمان, they have brought, that means they have now, they, Allah Ta'ala praises them, they have reached another level of ایمان. بما أنزل, they have now brought ایمان, the رسول, what Allah has revealed, والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته, they bring ایمان upon all the prophets. La nufarriku, they don't make differentiation between the prophets. Ye sirf Islam ka jo hai na ye tam ye imtiaz hai. Only the distinction of Islam, we bring iman on all the prophets. Look at Isai, look at the Christians. They bring iman on Musa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam, they won't bring iman upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yahud, they went the other extreme. They only brought iman upon Musa alayhi salam, they don't bring iman upon Isa alayhi salam and upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Kullun a la nufarriku bayna, hum sab ke upar iman rakhte hain. Then Allah Ta'ala said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Sahaba, aap fikr na rahe. What is involuntary, Allah will not take account from you. Jo aapke ghair ikhtiyari cheez hai, wo aapke upar koi, wo iska hisab nahi hoga. But Allah liked that aspect of these when they said, سمعنا واتانا. When they went to complain, and Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, don't say it's difficult, say سمعنا واتانا. Just say it. Allah liked that so much. Allah put it in the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. In Surah Baqarah, the last two verses has got such great virtue because of the ita'at. Then of course, Allah Ta'ala granted our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the 5 times daily salah. But first it was 50. Sabse pehle Allah Ta'ala ne farmaya 50 namaz. So on his way back, Hazrat Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said, bhai, mujhe, I got experience. Huh? I know, aapki ummat se jo hai na 50 nahi ho sakega. 5 mushkil hai, 50 kaise hoga? Hamare liye to 50 would have been. So then he said, go and ask Allah Ta'ala for reduction. He went, Allah Ta'ala made it 5 down, 45, 40, till it came to 5. When he came back to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, that also they won't be able to perform. Huh? Can you imagine that also? And at that particular time, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, now I can't go back. Up, I can't go back. And perhaps one of the reasons that every time Nabi Allah Ta'ala was reducing it to 5, ab jo hai na 5 ke baad agar jaye aur uska jo hai na discount aur mange, fir to kuch nahi hoga, kuch nahi rahega. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, now I can't back. And as Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going, Allah Ta'ala announced, ye 5 hai, lekin ajr ke mutabik, ajr ke hisab se 50 ka ajr hoga. You will read 5, Allah Ta'ala will give you the reward of 50. Mu'abul Hasan Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi farmaya karte the, ki although Allah Ta'ala gave us 5, but pehle 50, iska matlab ye hai, the meaning is this, human being had the capacity to make 50. Ye uska andar, ye istitaat ta, ye qabiliyat ta ke wo 50 par hai. Isliye sabse pehle Allah Ta'ala ne 50 rakha. Ye hai hamare qabiliyat. کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے سب سے پہلے 50 رکھا, اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ یہ کر سکتا ہے, یہ آدمی کر سکتے ہیں. اللہ تعالیٰ gave us 50, that means we have the capacity to make 50 salat. Therefore Allah تعالیٰ gave us, but then after Allah تعالیٰ made it 5 and Allah تعالیٰ gave us the reward of 50, subhanallah. day after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back. And by this, namaz is such a great thing. It is a means of maghfirat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day was, you know, catching a branch of a tree and he was shaking it. And as the leaves were falling, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do you won't ask me why I'm doing this?" Sahaba said, "Ya Salman Farsi, Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this?" He said, "When a person reads namaz, all the guna and sins that he has committed between the namazes, they fall down from him the way the leaves are falling down from the tree." Ya maghfirat ka zariya hai. It's a means of purification. It's a means of coming closer towards Almighty Allah. It's a means of communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jab hum kehte hai, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala farmata hai, hamadani rabbi. My banda has made my hamd. When he said ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah ta'ala says, athna rabbi. Athna aliyah. That my banda has praised me. And when he says maliki yawmiddin, Allah ta'ala says, majjadanir. You know? My banda has spoken about my greatness. So this is a means of communication. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's miraj was to go in the presence of Allah. Our miraj is to go down in sijda in front of Allah Ta'ala. So then our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came down, went back again to Masjid Aqsa. Buraq was then parked there in Masjid Aqsa. Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam to different ways. When he went from Masjid Aqsa in the presence, another conveyance. From there he came with Buraq back, and then he came, as I said, the bed was still warm. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam the next day, you know, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mention of this to Ummi Hani, his auntie, and then made mention of others, some of them said, "Don't go and tell the people of the Quraysh, they will mock at you." You know, and as Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going, and I will conclude with this now, as he was going, as he was coming back, he asked Jibreel, "Must I tell people? Will people believe in me?" So Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam said, "An-nasu yukadhibuka, wa Abu Bakr yusaddiquka, wa huwa as-siddiq." You know, other people will deny what you are saying. Abu Bakr will confirm what you are saying. Wa huwa as-siddiq, or wato hay as-siddiq. Wato hay as-siddiq. He is siddiq. So when they came to us, when the people came, they ran to tell Abu Bakr, "You know, what do you say about a person who says in a portion of the night he went from Makkah to Baitul Muqaddas and then in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, normally it used to take people months to go to Masjid Aqsa. What do you say about a person who says that he did this in a portion of the night?" He went to tell Abu Bakr, wanting to put doubt in Abu Bakr. So Abu Bakr ne kya kaha? Kehne wala kon hai? Who said so? He said, "Aapke saati." So he said, "Agar mera saati ne kaha, to ye sahi hai." Then he got the title of Siddiq. And the greatest aspect with regard to Miraj, my dear respected brothers, is Salat. Allah Ta'ala granted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam three things. I made mention of the three things. The greatest benefit and the greatest gift of Salat. Bhai, hum sab milkar tay kare ke namaz ko nahi chorenge, inshallah. Tay kare, inshallah. So, lift up our hands, inshallah. Bhai, we will not miss any namaz. Jaise bhi ho, parenge, inshallah. Jaise bhi ho, kamzor ho ya, lekin namaz nahi chorenge, inshallah. Everyone make this commitment, ya Allah, we will not leave any namaz from now onward, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarak rabbana wa ta'alayti athal jalali wa ikram. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma rabbana la tuzigh qulubana بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. يا الله forgive all our sins, يا الله. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا. يا الله آپ کی مغفرت ہمارے گناہوں سے بدرجہ زیادہ ہے. يا الله ہمارے اعمال کی طرف نہ دیکھ, آپ اپنے شان عفو و کریمی کی طرف دیکھ کر ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ give us the ability to stay steadfast upon your command. یا اللہ give us the ability to stay steadfast upon salat, یا اللہ. Keep us away from all types of guna, یا اللہ. مرتے ہوئے کلمہ شہادت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ دنیا اور آخرت کی بلائیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ make it easy for us in all the aspects of the year after, یا اللہ. یا اللہ جتنی بھی مشکلات ہیں مشکلات کو دور فرما. یا اللہ جتنے بھی خیر ہے, یا اللہ. یا اللہ ہمیں عطا فرما. یا اللہ مرتے ہوئے کلمہ شہادت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جہاں بھی ہم مسلمان تکلیف میں ہیں, یا اللہ ان کی تکلیفوں کو دور فرما. یا اللہ wherever the people are in difficulty, یا اللہ whatever type of difficulty, اللہ remove the difficulty. یا Allah, individually in this gathering, whoever has difficulty, Ya Allah, remove that difficulty. Anyone has ambition, Ya Allah, grant them their ambition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents who have passed on, Ya Allah, fill the cover with nur. Those who are alive, Ya Allah, give us ability to, Ya Allah, to serve them. Ya Allah, protect our children from all types of calamities. Ya Allah, make our children naked and pious, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them good in this world, grant them good in the year after, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast upon deen. All of those who have done work of deen, Ya Allah, keep them steadfast, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the best of everything, Ya Allah. Keep the shadow of our ulama and our buzrugs for a long time over us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, above all, you become happy in yourself, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not ever become angry with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humse naraz na ho, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humse khush, apne khushnudi ata farma, Ya Allah. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين